Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons on this Tuesday evening. It's 6:09. On today's program, Michigan getting the letter grade of a D for our infrastructure. I'll be talking to the group behind the new report to find out, are we actually in danger based on our infrastructure situation? Also, just weeks away now from over 11,000 Michiganians losing their welfare benefits, we'll talk to a state representative who held a town hall meeting yesterday on the issue to find out what they're in for. But first, the newest survey of business leaders for Michigan, the state's business roundtable, showing that the state's largest employers are expecting an increasingly negative outlook for the U.S. economy. And that will also affect Michigan. To talk about what's behind the pessimism, I'm joined by Doug Rothwell. He's the president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan. Welcome to the program, Doug.
Good evening, Michael.
Now, what is your latest survey finding in terms of economic conditions improving in Michigan and in the U.S.? Are we seeing a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, in Michigan, I think we are. I mean, really, for the last year now, our business executives, and they're the CEOs of the largest companies in Michigan, have been growing increasingly positive towards the future of Michigan's economy. And we see that in hiring, and we see it in investment numbers. Around the state, a number of major companies are back in the hiring mode. Investments are up. But what this survey also shows, though, is an increasing pessimism towards the national economy, and it really started about six months ago. And our worry, Michael, is that that's going to impact Michigan at some point because we're not an island.
When we talk about Michigan's situation, and I guess the less pessimism that they have when it comes to our state economy, is that based on the tax cuts and the positions that lawmakers have taken at the Capitol then?
I think it's really due to three factors. One is that the auto industry has recovered, and that has certainly been an immediate economic boost for our state. Largely, the manufacturing sector has also been doing quite well, and we see that that really has helped the nation out in the last year or two in terms of getting back on its feet. And then specifically in Michigan, I think a great deal of confidence has been gained by the business community with this new legislature and governor who have been very aggressively trying to fix some of the economic problems of the state. And while many of those laws have not even taken effect yet, the fact is that they've gained confidence just from the direction that they're headed in.
Are the state's largest private sector job providers, are they directly impacted by these tax cuts, or were they more focused towards small businesses?
They were really more focused on small businesses, and although we supported the changes, and the reason is for two things. One is it's the state we live in, and so it's important that Michigan be doing well as a place to try to attract and retain talent and business, but also because, you know, if it's a better place for small business, that helps larger businesses because they are the companies that larger businesses often goes to contract with to perform services and deliver products.
And the largest employers in the state, I mean, is Michigan considered a prime environment for large employers?
You know, historically, we have not been in the last decade because of just the economic situation here. The business climate is one of those ranked worst among CEOs and also site location consultants, and it's for a variety of reasons. But the fact is that it's not been a good situation, but I think it's getting better. And the reason why is because our cost structure has come down. Again, the state is really aggressively dealing with ways to improve the business climate in the state that we see not only with the tax changes, but the economic development policies that have changed, the different focus on the use of incentives, regulatory policy, really across the board. And probably most important, dealing with kind of the structural problems of Michigan, the fact that, you know, we had so many layers of government, the cost of government, and such that I think is really giving bigger business even a great deal of confidence in our state.
In my next interview, I'm going to be talking about this D grade that Michigan got for its infrastructure. Do big employers look at these types of issues, our social situations, our unemployment rate, and our infrastructure in Michigan? And how big of a role does that play in terms of their desire to invest here?
Well, it plays a big role. I mean, we are an organization that firmly believes that you cannot just cut your way to growth and that it's not all just about tax policy. In fact, we've very aggressively said that we think the state needs to prioritize the investments that it does make in two or three areas, and those two or three include higher education, our cities, and transportation and infrastructure. If you don't get those three right, you're not going to be able to take advantage of a good business climate to grow jobs.
Have we fallen a bit short in those areas then?
Well, we have because we didn't have the money. And so, you know, for the last 10 years as we've been in this, you know, terrible recession, it's been very hard for us to really, you know, deal with that. But I think now that we are moving out of that situation where we do have new revenues coming in, those would be three areas for us to focus on.
Now, I'm talking to Doug Rothwell. He's the president and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan about your new survey, which had some startling results when it came to the difference between the first quarter of this year, when 50% of the business leaders forecasted an improvement in the U.S. economy in 6 months. And now we're down to 10%, a 40% drop. What's behind this dramatic drop in optimism?
Well, it's, I think, all the things we read about in the newspaper. I mean, it goes from the European debt crisis and how that's going to flow back to the U.S. It's our current debt levels in the U.S. in terms of how that's going to affect the future tax policy. And it's the continual uncertainty about regulatory policy in the U.S. between healthcare and environmental regulations that seem to be proposed and then not proposed. All of that creates a great deal of uncertainty for business. And for years, I've been, you know, trying to educate folks to realize that for business, that is its greatest concern, because investors want to know what their rate of return is going to be when they invest their money for a long period of time. And uncertainty causes them to hold back and not invest. And that's what we're seeing in the U.S. right now. It's the reason why many corporations are sitting on large amounts of cash. It's not because they don't want to invest it. It's their concern is if they do, what is the environment going to be like? And right now, it's just too uncertain to know with any accuracy what that's going to be.
And what about the other underlying fact that there's so many economies in the world now that are growing much faster than the U.S. economy, and that a lot of times these are, you know, multinational companies. They invest both in production and in selling their goods in other countries, and that there's just a bit better opportunity there. I mean, how are we supposed to compete with that in the U.S. when these companies do have such a global presence?
Well, you know, I've looked just within the U.S. even as a way to explain this, and that would be that, you know, just being a low-cost location doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be the winner when it comes to economic growth. You're going to have an advantage, and especially for producing things or services that have very, very low margins, those locations are going to probably have, you know, a great advantage. But not all products and services have low margins, and many of them have great values that are worth paying more for. And so it's a reason why New York City, for example, or San Francisco still thrive, even though we're in this global economy with global competition. For a state like Michigan, what it means, though, is that we're somewhere in between the two. I mean, we're not the lowest cost place, and we're also not the most expensive, and we've got some great assets and attributes, but we don't have as many as some other places do. And so what we've got to do is to try to build off those assets that we do have, our great higher education system, mm-hmm. the fact that we're the home of the auto industry, but we got to keep our costs at least competitive so that we can leverage those advantages to create jobs.
One last thing, you know, the longer this downturn has lasted, the longer it seems that it will continue. I know we've been told that we got out of a recession mode, although a lot of people now feel that we are back into that mode. What is the feeling among business leaders? Are we likely to see this continued state of economic uncertainty and kind of a low level of activity for easily 5 or 10 years?
I think it's uncertain, and that is that I think that right for the next year, realistically probably through the presidential elections, it's going to be more of the same because we will need the clarity of that election to understand what the economic policy of the nation is going to be. But once we get through that, I think that the business leaders in Michigan feel very bullish on Michigan's prospects. That we may very well be a great leader state coming out of that situation into the future. And the same goes for America. Our problems can be fixed with some policy changes as well as a lot of changes in states like Michigan that we can leverage and get back on the top of our game again.
You know, business leaders must look at what's happening in Washington, and it looks obviously so much different than what we see here in Michigan, where we have a single party in control. I mean, do they view this gridlock between the president and the Republican House as something that is a very serious problem?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and gridlock is okay if it's, you know, stopping bad policy, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder. And right now, for, you know, America at least, we need to take some very firm action to get our economy back in shape again. And I think that you're seeing a good example of that here in Michigan. I mean, you may not agree with everything that this governor and legislature have done, but they have certainly been about action. And I think that that does give people a sense of progress and some a feeling of momentum. That is good for our state right now. Again, I think it's a reason why there's such a high level of confidence in Michigan versus the nation that you see in this survey results.
Doug Rothwell, President and CEO of Business Leaders for Michigan, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome.